Hi Jane, thanks for your time for this short interview about two learning experiences you've had. So, what was the unsuccessful learning experience first?
That was me trying to learn Czech when I lived in the Czech Republic.
And how did you go about that?
I had a private teacher and we had lessons once a week.
And what did you like about that?
I liked that it was just one to one and I didn't have to, I'm kind of an impatient person, so I didn't have to wait for other people in the class to answer and things like that.
And did you succeed in learning Czech?
No, hardly at all. I could do some very basic things, buy a train ticket, order some food. That was about it.
And so do you know now why not?
I think so. I think it was a lot to do with how I actually felt about learning Czech and that I felt that I had to learn Czech because I lived in the country and I shouldn't expect other people to speak my language. And I don't think that was really enough motivation for me.
That's really interesting. Thank you. So let's go on to talk about a successful example now.
Okay, also language, but this time German, because I live in Germany now, and my German is much better than my Czech ever was.
And how are you learning German in Germany?
I started out with a private teacher again, and she would train me on, same sort of things, vocabulary, grammar, etc.
So it was the same way of learning, but the result has been quite different. Any
Yeah.
idea why?
I think a lot of it had to do with the teacher's behavior to me, and that she didn't always have a set lesson, and I didn't have to do exactly what she set down. She often would see how I was feeling that day, if I was stressed or relaxed, and the lessons would be easier or harder accordingly.
So what have you learned about yourself as a learner from this experience?
Well, apart from the fact that I like my lessons to be particularly geared towards me, I think it's also I'm a lot more motivated because Germany's my home now and I intend to live here, whereas Czech I was always just passing through. And I would like to be able to speak better to my mother and father-in-law as well, who don't speak any English.
Well, that's really interesting. So I can see some differences. It sounds like you prefer lessons that are personalized to your style and your mood, which you're getting in
Yes.
Germany.
Yeah.
And also the motivation seems different as well. So in Germany, you need the language for work and because you're going to live here long term.
Well, yes, it definitely will help my work, but I feel more part of the community when I speak the language here too.
Great. Well, thanks very much, Jane. That's been very interesting and informative.
Thank you. Bye.